Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
How loud am I?
You are incredibly boomy.
All right.
It kind of sounds like you have the microphone shoved all the way down your throat, which I'm looking at your cam. I think $14.95 is a little bit exorbitant, but I do not see that happening.
Right. How's that?
A little bit better, although you are now just a skosh too quiet.
Okay. What about now?
Now you're good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Penis. Ha ha ha.
And that's a show.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
You sound like a sleepyhead.
I'm a sleepy boy, Chris. I came to a shocking realization. Why don't we introduce the show?
All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 145 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your ass. So yeah, I came to a realization yesterday, more accurately last night. Midway through the week, I decided I want to get my iced coffee game right, you know, because it's summer.
Sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which, almost over, but yeah.
You know, it's better late than never vis-a-vis iced coffee. So, about midway through the week, I went on Amazon and I ordered a half liter pitcher with a lid, and then it arrived in the mail yesterday, and I opened it up, and I was real excited that I was about ready to experiment with this. I did 3 AeroPresses into it, really densely brewed, until it was mostly filled up. I put that in the fridge until it cooled down to fridge temperature.
Okay.
And then I pulled it out, checked that it was fridge temperature, put it back in. Then I took some light brown sugar and I made a simple syrup out of it. I put it in a little glass like vial that I have that has a capper, a stopper in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I got that chilled out too. And then I took three ice cubes, put them in a glass. I poured 2 ounces of my concentrate into that, and I put 2 tablespoons of half and half into it.
Uh-huh.
Put a teaspoon of simple syrup into it and mixed up real good. Let it sit for a second and let it dilute, get a little bit weak, and I drank it. I was like, this tastes really good. I realized it was 7 o'clock and it was way too late to be drinking iced coffee, and I was going to sleep like shit that night. And I also realized I live my life in such a way that you would think I was specifically trying to piss off people with terminal illnesses. You fool, you had all that time and you wasted it.
You spent all day making that.
All day is an exaggeration. I went to a cookout before that. So I would say this comprised most of my early to mid-evening. Yeah.
You could have called everybody you love and know and love and tell them how you feel, yep. I guess.
I could have, gone out and enjoyed the sun, the sunlight. It wasn't an especially hot day yesterday.
Yeah. Could have got a pet bird and then quickly realized you're not a bird person.
Yeah. I'm a bird person in theory.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. I enjoy the concept of birds. The reality, I mean, they're dinosaurs, which is pretty cool, I guess.
I asked Emma this weekend if there was something I asked her something specific. Do you want to do this? And she finished chewing her food. She looked at me and she said, "That is on my bucket list."
I'm just picturing like
8-year-old has like, a bucket list.
It's like an 8-year-old could only have a pail list.
On your
pail list is, I want to use this pail to make a sandcastle. And then did she talk about her 401k?
Well, then I looked at her sideways and she said, "Yeah, I know what a bucket list is." Whoa.
I'm a fan of the latter day works of Jack Nicholson. What up?
No more shots for you.
Oh, Chris, that's
belligerent when you get drunk.
Well, no, I was going to go more in the direction of, it's not the best parenting to withhold vaccinations as a form of punishment.
Oh. Third grade is bullshit.
Oh, you're going to get polio, honey. I'm so sorry, but she sassed back. God. Yeah, I know what a bucket list is.
So what? Want to fight about it?
did she spit on your feet? You punk.
She did the whole monologue from In the Name of the Father.
What's that? That stars Burgess Meredith, right?
Oh, no, it's DDL.
DL Hughley?
DDL?
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Right.
There you go. Okay, cool. You know, sometimes it takes me a second. Huh. Yeah. So yeah. That's what's going on in my life. I feel like we don't tell stories anymore.
Just told one.
How about, okay. Yeah. So I guess we did just exchange stories, and that is usually what we do prior to going into stories about this crazy falling apart world that we live in.
We did what we normally do. You tell one that people suffer through to get to mine.
Yeah. to be fair, I constructed that story in such a way as to accentuate its banality. So.
Right.
So yeah, that at least that one was intentional. But yeah, it's like I had like a, and then I properly enjoyed it today, and it's like I made two of them, and it was delicious. It was a great way to start my day at 11:30 after I woke up. And I was like, just God.
How did you make the simple syrup?
You take one cup of water and one cup of your sugar of choice. You boil the water, and then when it's to a rolling boil, you pour the sugar into the water, and then you stir it. And then you pretty much immediately turn the heat off and keep stirring until it's entirely dissipated.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's all ooey gooey, or that's liquidy?
That's liquidy. It holds its shape.
Huh.
It holds its form. You put a little bit of vodka in there too, to keep it from congealing and getting like all powdery and stringy. Yeah.
You have vodka.
What's that?
You have vodka.
Yeah. For that purpose, pretty much exclusively. I can't drink vodka. I don't. So I think I'm done with liquor.
I think I might be a better person if I drank vodka.
Really? Why do you think?
I don't know. I just do. Like it makes me feel like I'm a better class of person.
Yeah, like a better class of drinker. I mean, like I've mixed it with like lemonade and stuff before, just in attempting to be more worldly and not enjoy a White Russian or two. But it's I just can't. You know, it's not as versatile as I would like it to be, which I know is ridiculous because it goes into like everything.
Versatile? How? Like, what do you mean versatile?
I mean, like, in the number of scenarios in which it tastes good.
Right.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, none. Absolutely. Like, it doesn't add anything to whatever it goes into. And I know people are going to be like, oh, you know, Cole thinks there's only one kind of rice and he doesn't think vodka tastes good. But, it just doesn't. I'm trying to understand what makes you feel like you would be a better class of drunk, though.
Like I would be consuming less calories. I feel like I would be.
It's all the same. Like alcohol, no matter what. Well, you'd be consuming less calories because all you would be drinking is poison. But like alcohol itself, the molecule, the macronutrient always has the same number of calories. It's just a matter of what comes with it. So
right.
So rum is real bad because it's basically made out of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, potatoes.
Yeah.
No, I just, and plus the hangover factor.
Yeah, I'm mostly convinced that that's like that's a marginal game they're playing with that. I've seen the same History Channel specials as you talking about. Ooh, it's triple filtered, and you know, I think I think that's just matter like the degree or severity of the hangover is nowhere near as important as do I have one or not.
Well, I think that it's a huge difference. The difference between a paper cut and cutting your arm off with a chainsaw.
I guess. I think my
I'm bleeding.
You can only get so wet, right?
I don't know.
What?
Nothing.
That's a saying.
You can only get so wet?
Yeah.
Sounds like something somebody I'm making love to says.
I'm just like telling you, honey, stop trying so hard. You can only get so wet.
How's about this? What about that? I can only get so wet.
Yeah. No, it's like it's like what is it? Perfect, unique. I'm just like if you walk through a sprinkler, like okay, well, fuck it. I guess I'm already soaked. Like after a certain point, you're like there's no more. You can be no more wet.
You could always get wetter.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think you're hung up on the dirty
version.
I'm
not thinking about the dirty. Yeah. I'm not thinking about the dirty at all.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Okay. Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I had like multiple hookers.
we just went out there testing this in the field.
Yeah, and I dumped a lot of vodka in them. They told me about hangovers, but I mean in case in point, we went to an amusement park here a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. Uh-huh. And last time we were to see you. Uh-huh. And which was when
it was like some middle of June or something like that.
Yeah, no, it was later than that. Anyway, I don't know why I ask you shit.
I'm the mayor of wrong, Chris.
Right?
Yeah.
So we ride these rides where you get wet and then you're like, oh, I'm so wet when you get off. And then when you get back on, you know, you wait in line and then you get back in and then you're like, oh, I can get wetter.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because you're drying.
Even though you're soaked thoroughly, you then get wetter.
Yeah, because you dried intermittently in the meantime.
Not really, because you were still soaked through. I think that this has to do with like temperature.
I guess. I don't know. I'm really sick and tired of arguing the physics of this idiom. I really and truly am. You killed it.
All right, my bad.
Okay, cool. Wow. It's like crazy. That's usually you say that to me. Normally you get sick of me before I get sick of you. I need to relish this.
I took my shot.
Chris, I told you it's really not that great to punish yourself by withholding vaccinations. That's why whooping cough is back.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You didn't listen to that episode of Sawbones?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I was watching Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is timed perfectly to coincide with Arsenio Hall's rampage back onto the scene.
Oh, he's storming.
Mm-hmm. Getting a lot of callbacks, Arsenio is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just that he saw all the injustice of seeing the entire dog pound put to sleep.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's what his cheering section was called, the dog pound, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Really? How would you know? I hear you typing. Save me the time.
Sorry. Normally I'm better. I need to reset my gate. I need to reset that. So you can't hear it anymore. No, I just Chris, I'm a student of the culture.
Is it the dog pound?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep, that is colloquially what his fans, his rowdiest fans, were referred to as, not to be confused with Cleveland Browns fans who would throw glass beer bottles at officials,
huh?
You know, just in day to day life at a Kroger and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah.
So whooping cough.
Yeah. No, it's just piggybacking on the whole. I know what's better for my kids because I read something on the internet. I'm not going to vaccinate them, et cetera, et cetera. And then just all of these diseases are coming back. Mumps is making a huge comeback in California.
In Ohio. Ohio is huge. Or is that measles?
I think Ohio is measles.
Because of the Amish.
Yeah, because measles has a connection to livestock.
No, because they went on mission trips.
Oh, yeah?
And they're not vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came back and they were like, whoa, fuck you.
Fuck if you, English.
Ha ha.
Why are the Amish such an easy target?
They're not.
Specifically for us, because we're growing up in the heart of it, right? Like the only place that's Ohio has the biggest Amish population in the country, right?
Holmes County, Ohio, to be specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just east of Ashland County.
Mm, yeah. No, just I driving around and being exposed to their culture to a certain extent really is baffling. I remember we were driving to or from South Carolina a long while back, and we saw a youngish woman, probably in her late teens or early 20s, walking along the side of the road. She was in her not gingham, but that blue floral print dress that they all wear. She had a
Gingham
bonnet
style.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome, fucking whoever takes that and runs.
You know, Weird Al has been looking for his sequel to Amish Paradise for years.
Oh yeah, there it is. Gingham style.
You know, I just did What's the Fox Say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I am so disconnected from the culture. No, but we'll just do driving along and just follow. She's following behind horse-drawn buggies, except she has a backpack leaf blower strapped to her. It's like I just, where does your hypocrisy end and start? I really want to know.
I can't hear you. I'm blowing leaves.
Busy
road.
But like nobody outside of this region or people who have seen Kingpin know what we're talking about.
I think a lot of people do. There's yes. That Amish Mafia TV show.
Oh yeah, yeah. What was it? The reality show
Amish Poker Kings?
And Rumspringa. Rumspringa is so far away.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Gingham style was good, Chris. I'm not going to lie. That was great.
Gingham style. Bom, 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 bom. You said it.
But you made it into a joke. I was just trying to describe a garment.
My bad. I don't even know what a gingham is.
Yeah, it's normally seen on tablecloths. Picture up. Picture Raggedy Ann's dress.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, remember how I was talking about how I was going to do the Simpsons thing?
Yes.
I don't need to anymore.
Isn't that funny?
I took off 12 days. August 21st through September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
To catch the FXX cable network Simpsons Marathon. They're showing all 552 episodes.
Back to back to back, back to back to back
to back. And then the movie.
Wait, so they're not going to put the movie in its proper space between season 19 and season 20?
After the 400th episode, you're correct.
Okay, cool. Whew, man, you got me real worried there.
So that's going to happen.
Well, the more exciting part about that is once they add it online, this is something I've been begging for years. Especially in the wake of Fox being very litigious about getting Simpsons clips off of YouTube. It's going to be a searchable database.
Simpsons World Portal.
Yes. So if you want to, I want to know, basically everything that Artie Ziff ever said, and I also want to be able to link this to somebody, then yes, you can just do, keyword searches and stuff like that. So it is a cataloged and meticulously organized database of Simpsons ephemera that really the only downside is you have to be a cable subscriber to get it, is my understanding.
Right.
Yeah.
A Simpsons executive producer said, "I don't want to overpromise, but this website can provide you with affordable health care."
That is the kind of day and date rip from the headlines cultural satire that I would expect from Al Jean.
Fucking 2 years ago. This article is July 22nd, 2014.
Are you fucking Jay Leno? Or are you cribbing? Where are Jay Leno's writers? Somebody do a head count.
Jay Leno didn't have writers.
He just receives. It's like a pneumatic tube that they don't know where it comes from. It just...
Heaven.
Like, yes. Jesus Christ himself. Monologue. Noted Jew. Jesus Christ.
Noted. Right. Noted Jew.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. King of the Jews. King of the Jews,
He's
Chris.
King of kings.
Yeah. And also Jew. He was the king of the Jews, is what he called
him. He's not a Jew. He's a Christian.
We've officially tipped out the number of times I'm comfortable with us saying Jew in an episode.
Well, no, he's Christian.
Yes, Chris. He has many names, okay? The son of Nazareth?
Earl? No, what?
Wait a minute. Goodbye.
The number one stunner?
Yes. Oddly enough, The Rock. Oh, whoops. My laundry's done.
The original Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. Why is your laundry done? Why do you know that from your phone? Timer?
Yeah, because I know that this laundry machine, this dryer, more accurately. Sorry, you only had a 50% chance of doing what I was talking about. This dryer takes 42 minutes to finish drying my usual load of clothes.
What is it? Like, pick up your clothes, take it to where there's sun, and then come back?
No, it's just you know, it's shitty. I live in a kind of an older building. I'm a little bit upset that I have to pay in coins to use the laundry machine. That's not really a problem. Is 42 minutes a long time?
It is. Yeah, my dryer does it in 13.
Well, so do you actually take them and like dry them out ahead of time? Is it like when somebody washes their dishes before they put them in a dishwasher?
No. I don't pre-dry.
Okay, you don't pre-dry. Huh. No. Even though that may be a long time, that is how long it takes. So, I don't know. We don't have the kind of super future space dryers that you have in the place where you live. We don't have access to that technology. No, I set timers so I don't leave people in the lurch, because that's annoying when you share a resource and somebody hogs the resource.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another story.
Okay.
The daughter yesterday decided that she wanted to get out her guitar and she wanted to play that thing.
Uh-huh.
And she hasn't played it like maybe twice since Christmas. So we get it out and get it strapped on her and everything. And she's like, can you teach me? And I said, no. And so I said, but there's DVDs here. She said, all right, play it. Can I start with session one? I said, absolutely. So I'm sitting in the office with my computer, and I'm formatting and trying to get this thing ready for today. And so she's over there and she's listening to, the strings start from 1 to 6 and D and E and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, about 15 minutes in, she pauses it and she says, "Dad, come here." And I said, "Well, no." I said, "What do you want?" She said, "This guy thinks I'm stupid." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "He's all like, me, 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 me." And I'm like, "I am not stupid." And I said, "Well, I mean, when it comes to guitar, you kind of are stupid." And then she immediately started crying.
Oh. Because you called her stupid.
No, I didn't call her stupid. I said, when it comes to guitar.
Yeah.
Listen, come on.
That's so funny because you criticized me. This was a couple years ago. Like, it was, I get, man, I was living in the basement at mom's house. And she got real curious about my guitar, and she wanted to like sit down and try, you know, like play it and talk about it. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I'll show you some stuff. And, you know, just, I was trying to teach her a little bit about like music theory. I was playing like, okay, I played a major chord and I said, what does this sound like to you? Happy. Played a minor chord. What does this sound like to you? It sounds sad. And then she said, you know, can I see it? I was like, okay, cool. You know, you want to take this, you want to press down as hard as you can until it makes a note. And I was like, give her that whole spiel. And she was getting real upset, like, you know, getting real frustrated. And, you know, I told her, like, you know, listen, if, you know, if this is something you want to do, you know, it's, you know, you're not going to be good at it right away. You know, it takes a lot of time and a lot of hard work, and you can't get, you know, you just have to work through that frustration. You know, she wasn't crying, but she, and you said, you and then you were in the same room or something, like, oh, we got Uncle Cole over here teaching her the value of hard work.
Wow, you remember that, and that stands out for you.
Yes, it does, because I thought I was being like, okay, you know, here's somebody who's showing an interest, and this is such a fickle candle, right? Because there are so many things that you just, you know, opt not to do because you're not good at it right away. Like, we're like in this modern age of instant access to everything, we're kind of used to being, you know, experienced beginners within the first couple hours of being acquainted with a thing, right? But there's some stuff like guitar that you just can't really do that with, or, you know, any other number of skills that you can't just watch a couple YouTube videos and be square on, right? So I was like, okay, we need to take this and nurture this interest and, you know, try and get that patience. And admittedly, when a kid is 2 years, when a kid is 6 years old, that might not be the right time to, you know, to lay it on, but I was only doing it out of concern, and that's why it stuck out to me that I was being ridiculed for trying to impart that fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long story short, she smashed her laptop.
it's in pieces now. Now she's trying to learn laptop repair, but she also thinks that guy's condescending to her too.
It's hard to say whether the guitar broke it or whether the computer broke the guitar, but
all I can say is, you know, both are broken right now. Yeah.
That was rock, honey.
And that is rock and roll. Oh, man. Oh, man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Chris? Minor league baseball team, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Coach, his name. Oh, no, he's not a coach. He's a general manager. Andy Milovich of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He had a little thing going on Facebook saying, hey, I'm trying to raise awareness for this 10-year-old girl who's suffering from brain cancer. So if 10,000 people like this, you know, this comment, this initiative, I will get a prostate exam live on television in the middle of my team's baseball games.
Right.
Yes. And so, you know, here a couple days ago, at least as of this recording, his hindquarters are behind a curtain in the dugout, and he was extended out onto the field of play. There was a microphone there, and he was singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" while a doctor gave him the old Super Bowl shuffle. Wait, that's the wrong sport.
Yeah. Well, that's... Gave him the old seventh inning anal stretch.
The old seventh inning gape.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
gotta adjust my gape. Hang on.
Yeah, sorry. I'm at about a 10 here. Preferably, I'd be a 12 or a 20.
Dial that down.
Yeah, I gotta ring in that gauge.
I'm gonna stick an Allen wrench in that lady's belly button and tighten it up.
Are you talking about real dolls?
No, I'm talking about the way God made them.
Yeah. Are you telling me there's a secret Allen wrench port on all of us, preferably right next to the little hole that you stick a paperclip into when you need to reset the battery so your Digimon will come back to life?
Right.
Yeah. That just controls the gauges of our various openings.
Reversioning. It's true.
You know, that's a common thing in Middle Eastern countries, right?
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
3-millimeter Allen wrench.
Who has those anymore?
I do.
You do? I suppose.
I got a whole set.
Yeah, I have I said that and I thought 3mm, actually not that small. And I realized I probably have one of those in my big set of Allen wrenches that I have.
I probably do.
Yeah. Really useful, those.
So I want to know your opinion on what I'm about to say.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, when you stop to ask that question, I don't feel good.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah. What do you do after work?
Damn it. You sneaked one of my stories. You know what? I get back from work and I do a
little. So, okay, no, you do it.
What?
You do it.
No, I'm. I thought we were good. Yeah, you wanted to head off me telling another boring story about my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I have to cue this up. Yeah.
Okay.
But
do it the way you were going to do it.
I can't even find it now. Okay, here we go. Under the heading "Media Makes You a Loser." So yeah, this is a study that was put out. in the journal. Let me see here. Independent, about people's media habits, especially as regards the way they spend their spare time. So what they're saying is, certain ego depleted individuals. I want to get back to ego depletion here because that's a rich vein. It's a German and Dutch researchers. They asked 471 subjects to talk about how they felt after their 9-to-5 toil in the previous day. Okay, and what they found out was that those people who opted to spend their evenings and their downtime either watching television or playing video games, they tended to feel worse about themselves. To quote some of the study co-authors, in times of smartphones and mobile internet, the ubiquitous availability of content and communication often seems to be a burden and a stressor rather than a recovery resource.
Right.
Yes. So the idea being that playing video games or watching televisions doesn't just make you a loser, it makes you feel more like a loser.
Right.
Yes. So to answer your question, I actually don't spend a lot of time playing video games. I spend most of my time running this network.
Well, yeah, you figured out a way to fuck up the study.
Yes, I did. Well, no, like that's something that I talk about and think about quite frequently, because what you're pointing out to is right. I have turned what to all appearances would be, you know, kind of just fucking around and wasting time into, you know, into something that could ostensibly be seen as productive insofar as, you know, it brings joy to, you know, a handful of thousand people. You know, every time one of these things comes out.
And you figured out a way to fonzitize it.
Yes. Hey!
And that the only way you record an episode of any of the shows on the network is in a white t-shirt and a black leather jacket.
Chris, I am sweating like a dog.
Right? Yeah, no pants.
In the August heat. Strangely enough, Arthur Fronzarelli, I'm sorry, Henry Winkler, he never wore pants. That was just that was all camera trickery.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're right. I did find a way to mess with the study. However, I often, you know, I do feel better about myself if I instead spend a portion of the evening, you know, running an errand or cleaning the house or doing something that otherwise wouldn't look like what I normally do, which is, you know, stare at a glowing rectangle. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, how about you? Like I know that you're active. You garden. You spend most of your day in a car,
right?
Yeah,
listening to the Sirius radio. Yeah,
you're listening to the Sirius radio. Not a sponsor. In fact, I really wish they'd stop sending me letters.
I know. Please come beyond this thing.
Yeah, no, I make my own radio.
Come be channel 125.
Oh, okay. let's chat. Okay, let's talk if Sirius wants to come to us.
Right. No, they did. They've been calling me, actually.
That's weird.
Kind of weird.
That's weird. Are those jackals trying to poach you, Chris?
No, they somehow think that I represent you.
No.
But that's weird.
I really don't know how to take that.
I just tell them, you know, no, that's not what this is about.
Chris.
Because if, because if this about. Really became Cole's job, what would he do in the evening?
I thought about that. Like, you know, what would happen if I ended up doing this full time? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But no, last week I did that. I did that all week. I came home and I was like, oh, I'm going to do something. I'm like, nah, I'm going to watch this show. And then I did that show thing. And yeah.
And then the weekend was over.
And it was 11 at night.
Yeah.
And I eaten a bag of pretzels.
A whole bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you
didn't even have the ambition to order out.
Ooh, wow.
Yep.
Huh. I think that's a real thing. I don't think that it has any more to do with like the specific thing. I think that it has a lot to do with just the notion that just there's so much time on screens.
I guess it makes you feel like you don't take care of your house, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and I paid for that today. I mean, last night I did all of that, coffee jockeying, and today I've been cleaning. I feel better about my life. I don't know. But the notion of ego depletion is pretty cool. I forgot about that. I thought that I mean, it's not funny. It's more like interesting or, huh.
No, I mean, the reason I picked this story was so that I could ask you to explain that to me in full.
Okay. Did you?
No, not really.
Okay. No, it's just the idea that...
I know you.
You knew that's what was going to happen.
That's enough, though.
Yeah. You know, just by knowing me, you've had a complete and an exact replication of what ego depletion is.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. There's a 3D model of it.
Yeah. Just the way that I choose to live my life.
No, that's the way you deprecate, you know?
Oh. No, I just say, yeah, I was thinking about that.
Number nine.
Good number. Yeah, no, but ego depletion is not when you make fun of Cole until he doesn't care what happens to him anymore. It's the idea that willpower is a finite resource. So much like, you know, the idea of sleep debt or whatever, if you spend most of your day, you know, denying yourself of the things that you want, then you are more likely to just go nuts at the end of the day, or just like there's a certain amount of fatigue. Like when you apply it to dieting, it's if you say, I am never, ever going to eat sugar again, you're going to get through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and maybe like a third of Wednesday before you just eat a whole king size bag of peanut M&Ms.
Right.
Yeah. Or addiction and stuff like that. So, you know, the idea of ego depletion is just, oh, you never let your razor's battery deplete all the way so it lost its zero level. And you're just kind of like, blah. You know, a slave to your whims.
That's odd. But during your whatever you want to call what you said, during that, I got an idea in that it would be interesting for there to be a day you and a night you. And that, you know, they would maybe that everyone would recognize that. So you could have a day credit rating and a night credit rating.
Night Cole wears shades.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like completely different. Like, I do night shopping. Or I do I do day hooking.
I'm a day walker.
I'm a day walker.
Which is not a vampire you can pass.
Oh.
I believe we've talked about this. This is borne out in some studies. Like, what was that? That people are more likely to lie at night than in the morning. Just like you use up all your honesty juice throughout the course of your working day. When you get home, like you tell your wife, like, oh, I'm doing great. Boy, things are just wonderful.
Got that big promotion. Love you a lot.
Gonna be in the basement. gonna be in the basement just exercising my prostate.
Right.
On national television. I gotta go down and check my gape. Yeah, like we talked about that, or the idea of like we've joked about maybe even when talking about hangovers, like morning Cole hates night Cole, right?
Right.
In general, morning you hates night you and vice versa.
Why are you done with liquor, by the way?
What's that?
Why are you done with liquor, by the way?
A couple bad experiences over the course of the summer. Just recognizing that I can't bounce back like I used to.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sitting here drinking a beer, you know, because I need to get over my crippling anxiety about being on the microphone in front of people. But
right. Yeah. Having a scotch and ginger.
Yeah, that is a oh man, it's not a Shirley Temple of Doom, because that's bourbon and ginger with right. cherries. Scotch and ginger is its own thing, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. Hmm. I call it an Irish Alec Baldwin.
He is Irish.
Is he?
I think so. Black Irish, they call them. Not the most sensitive people.
No. Okay, let's go out on this.
Okay.
Are you familiar with a YouTube handle of Disney Collector BR?
No.
Disney Collector BR.
Are you talking about Wally Gisnep? Yeah.
Wally Gisnep? What is that?
That's what Walt Disney's signature looks like. Sorry.
No. This is different than that.
Okay. I can already tell what you're going to be talking about is going to be the most depressing thing, so I wanted to get the easy jokes out of the way first.
Why is this going to be depressing?
I just, like, the combination of YouTube and Disney Collector just makes me real sad.
Well, anyway, Disney Collector BR is an unidentified woman who's racked up more than 2.4 billion views. Billion.
With a B.
On her YouTube channel with videos about toys. Her audience is comprised mostly of toddlers who apparently can't get enough.
Toddlers whose parents don't love them enough.
Yeah.
I want to see Auntie Disney Collector.
She posts videos of her unboxing children's toys. Jesus. With the deliberate crinkle of the packaging and showing how the toys work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The lady calls it first-person toy porn. It works because Christmas morning is every minute. Kids are loving this because the woman never shows her face. It's just like playing with other kids' toys.
That is the saddest thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris.
I could make it more sad. But
no, do ahead. It. Go make it sadder.
In disturbing Disney news, 35 of its employees have been accused of crimes involving sex with children since 2006.
We got the Pope out there begging for forgiveness.
If you think this is sad, you
Mickey
may
Mouse,
also think...
Oh, there's no questions. Not taking any questions today.
If you think this is sad, you may also think this is sadder.
Okay, what?
That's the thing. Okay.
No. Okay, so you took the one thing that I thought was sad and made it about real tragedy. We've talked about unboxing before, right?
Right. Oh, maybe.
You just don't pay attention.
I think I listened to a podcast about it and about whispering.
Oh yeah, no, I have very specific recollection of bringing a story to the table here about unboxing and unboxing culture. It was kind of, I think, in the same vein as Korean YouTube eaters, like ladies who make their money by eating on camera for donations.
Okay.
But yeah, unboxing, it's like it is a really lucrative industry on YouTube. My suggestion is that YouTube just has a filter where whenever there is an unboxing video, like whenever there's unboxing in the tags or in the title, they just automatically layer over heavy breathing. See here that the iPad is usually held up to the high packaging standards of Apple.
The fan will begin.
And
the pizzas will launch from the top of the van.
You can't take them in the bathtub, though, because the stickers will bubble.
Why do you know that?
Because I took some of the pizzas from our pizza launcher into the bathtub as bath toys, not recognizing that they were bath toys.
Oh, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pizza delivery van.
Yeah, yeah. Which is one way. Would you call a gun a lead delivery handle?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about why they never shot a pizza at Shredder. He went to block it. His hand sliced it, and then his minions all were at a table, and a slice landed in front of each one of them.
Pizza fries. Chris, you just came up with a t-shirt. And then it says Cowabunga beneath it. I want to die.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, I need to go take the laundry out of the dryer and bring it upstairs. So do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Oh, please.
Okay, cool.
Before you finish your load.
Yes. Well, my load's already finished. I just need to go take care of it. No. Of course, we are on duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. You can see our episodes there. I am working on a solution to get the oldest episodes back on the feed. Our current solution only keeps the most recent 100, which leaves a certain number out of there. But it is a substantial amount of work to get them onto the new service that I have chosen for the network. So that is rolling out slowly as I get the volition to do it. But otherwise, if you want to go back and do a deep dive, that is all there for you. There's something you can do for the network. If you are listening from the UK or Canada, we have recently, in the past like month or so, added Amazon referral links to the tip jar. That is duckfeed.tv/tipjar. So America, Canada, and I believe if you are in Great Britain, most of our English listeners is what I mean to say, according to the stats. Go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar. Use that link. It is like an affiliate kind of thing. We get a kickback from that, but it doesn't cost you anything extra. You get the normal Amazon experience, and that is where a large part of our income comes from. And then there's Patreon, and you know, you can like us on Facebook. It's been a grip of time since we had a review on iTunes, so that's a thing. Chris, did I miss anything?
You got it.
Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry.